Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, and His what? His mercy does what? Endures forever. That's right. So I was just going to read a couple of Psalms this morning that's repeat that pretty often, but His mercy does endure forever, doesn't it? If it weren't for His mercy, would we have woken up this morning? We think about all the little things we don't think about, or we try to think of everything like without the Lord allowing our bodies to keep working, because He created them. He could allow them to shut down and not work. Just all kinds of things that could happen all day long. But He's merciful to us and to many people day after day. Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His steadfast love endures forever. I'm going to exchange that for mercies. Let Israel say, His mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, His mercy endures forever. And let those who fear the Lord say, His... What? What did I hear? Let those who fear the Lord say, His
mercy endures forever.
All right. Out of my distress I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. With the Lord on my side, I do not fear. What can mortals do to me? The Lord is on my side to help me. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to put confidence in mortals. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to put confidence in princes and in judges and in courts and so on and so forth. That doesn't say it here, but... All nations surrounded me. In the name of the Lord I cut them off. They surrounded me on every side. In the name of the Lord I cut them off. They surrounded me like bees. They blazed like a fire of thorns. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. I was pushed hard so that I was falling, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. There are glad songs of victory in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has punished me severely, but He did not give me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we beseech you. Give us success. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and He has given us light. Bind the festal procession with branches up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His
mercy endures forever.
All right. And Psalm 136. There's a few other things that Scripture says endure forever. Anybody want to take? Okay. It's not mentioned specifically, but
Jesus said heaven and earth has passed away, but his word is endured.
The word of the Lord. Not in so many words, Dwayne. I'm not saying you're not right. Specifically that it endures forever. Yep. So his name, praise, righteousness endures forever. And there's one more.
Kingdom.
His dominion endures forever. Actually, there's one more. Sorry, I missed the dominion one. His truth is mentioned a couple of times. Anyway. Could be. There's more, I'm sure, but those are just some that are specifically mentioned in those in that many words, like endures forever.
Take one more. Psalm 119, verse 160. The sum of your words is truth, and every one of your righteous words is true.
Anyway, let's read 36, yeah. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Help me out. Oh, give thanks to God of gods, for his
mercy endures forever.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his who alone does great wonders, for his
mercy.
Who, and now he talks about creation, the next couple verses, who by understanding made the heavens, for his who spread out the earth on the waters, who made the great lights, the sun to rule over the day, he endures forever. The moon and the stars to rule over the night, for his mercy endures forever. Now he's talking about the Exodus specifically in the next verses. Who struck Egypt through their firstborn, for his mercy endures forever. And brought Israel out from among them, for his mercy endures forever. With a strong hand and an outstretched arm, for his mercy endures forever. Who divided the Red Sea in two, for his mercy endures forever. And made Israel pass through the midst of it, for
mercy endures forever.
But overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea, for his mercy endures forever. Who led the people through the wilderness, for and who struck down great kings, for his and killed famous kings, for Sion, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, for he endures forever. And gave their land as a heritage, for his mercy endures forever. A heritage to his servant Israel, for his mercy endures forever. It is he who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endures forever. And he rescued us from our foes, for his mercy endures forever. Who gives food to all flesh, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of heaven, for endures forever. Amen.
I don't know if this one was mentioned, but Psalms 19:9 says, "The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever."
I thought as you were going through Psalm 136 there, I thought how it says he overthrew Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea because his mercy endures forever. And I thought, you know, how merciful is that? But when you read in Psalm 118 there, it says, let those who fear the Lord now say his mercy endures forever. I think those who don't fear the Lord can't say that, really. In Psalm 103, there's some verses that talk about towards whom his mercy endures forever. In Psalm 103, verse 11, it says, "For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him." That's greater than anything we can comprehend, I think. So great is his mercy towards them who fear him. And then down at verse 17 says, "But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant and to those who remember his commandments to do them."
I was reminded of a testimony when I was traveling. I wonder if when David wrote that psalm, he was just so thankful, he just kept repeating it over and over, just really emphasizing the mercy of the Lord. But one time when I was hitchhiking, but many times when I was hitchhiking, but one time specifically, I remember telling somebody, I said, if I said thank you, if I started saying thank you right now until the time you let me out, it would be true. Because sometimes you're just, you know, you're waiting for a long time for a ride, and it's kind of trying, but when you get that ride, you're just so thankful. And it made me also think about if I could be that thankful for something, you know, as insignificant as a ride in a vehicle, how much more thankful should we be for the salvation that the Lord has bestowed upon us. And I think we see that in David. He's just so exceedingly thankful. It's not this repetitious thing that he's repeating over and over. It's just a window into his heart of how thankful and glad he is for the mercy of the Lord.
Thank you, Brother Leroy. You only scratched the surface of his mercy enduring forever. And amen. Appreciate that. And Brother Norman, I know you're much brighter than I, but maybe you just didn't say it, but he overthrew Pharaoh, his mercy endures forever, because he saved the Israelites from death. Oh, maybe you said that. Oh, you didn't. Yeah, but you're brighter than me. You would have figured it out constantly. I heard a sermon 30 years ago, Church of Christ, Kip McKean, Brett, I don't know if you were there, but they used that, what you did, Leroy, his mercy endures forever. But then he didn't stop there. He didn't stop at the last verse. He said, "Then God raised up John the Baptist, his mercy endures forever." And John the Baptist saw Jesus saying, "He's the Lamb of God, his mercy endures forever." And he lived a righteous life, he was crucified, his mercy endures forever. And on Pentecost, the gospel was preached and opened up the gates of salvation for all people. His mercy endures forever. And I'll just say, his mercy endures forever and a day. The Lord be magnified.
I'm contemplating where I should bother making this point or not, but I'll just mention this. I'd never studied out this word before, but I have heard it a lot when I was in Israel. Hesed is this word that is translated in Psalms 136 as mercy. I just looked at two different passages to see with the Greek Septuagint that I have to bring up on my phone, nice and handy. There could be other manuscripts that read differently, possibly. But I just looked at two different ones. One had the same word hesed in Genesis 20, verse 13, and they translate it as the word that would mean righteousness. I was like, oh, that's interesting. So in Psalms 136, definitely they had the word that would be, it's Elios, that would be mercy, but then they had Dikaiosune in Genesis 20, verse 13. So it's like, okay, well, apparently sometimes it's translated in the Greek as either righteousness endures forever. Well, again, Psalms 136 did say mercy endures forever, but when the same word hesed is being used in Genesis 20, verse 13, it was translated as righteousness. So I find that interesting.